Sometime later, my boy, on a suitable occasion, I shall also tell you, in detail, as I promised, about those results of the abnormally established conditions of ordinary existence there that become factors for the arising and perpetuating of this maleficent assignment of each other to various castes. I will, without fail, explain this to you, because the information about this abnormality may serve as very good data for a better understanding of the strangeness of the psyche of these three-brain beings who please you. Meanwhile, listen attentively and try to assimilate the following. When the particular psychic property of egoism had been completely formed in the common presence of these favorites of yours and had given rise, as it still continues to do, to various secondary impulses of which I've told you, and furthermore, when the impulse of sacred conscience had entirely ceased to take part in their waking consciousness, these three-brain beings, arising and existing on the planet Earth, both before and after the period of the very saintly activities of Ashiad Ashiamash, have always striven to organize their welfare during the process of their ordinary existence exclusively for them themselves. And, in general, there never is, nor can there be, on any of the planets of our great universe, enough of everything required for the equal external welfare of everyone, irrespective of what are called objective merits. The result is that the prosperity of some is always built on the adversity of others. It is this exclusive regard for their own personal welfare that has gradually crystallized in their psyche the quite peculiar and unprecedented properties I cited, such as cunning, contempt, hate, servility, lying, flattery, and so on, which on the one hand are factors for outer manifestations unbecoming to three-brain beings, and on the other are causes of the gradual destruction of all those inner possibilities placed in them by great nature of becoming particles of the whole, of the reasonable whole. Well then, my boy, when the results of the very saintly labors of the essence-loving Ashiada Shemash had begun to blend with the processes of both their inner and outer being existence, and when, thanks to this, the data for the divine impulse of conscience surviving in their subconscious shared more and more in the functioning of their waking consciousness, their being existence, both personal and in relation with others, began to proceed on this planet almost as it does on the other planets of our great universe on which three-brain beings exist. These favorites of yours then began to behave toward each other as toward the manifestations, differing only in degree, of a unique common creator, and showed respect for one another only according to the merits personally attained by means of being Paktog duty, that is, by means of personal, conscious labors and intentional suffering. That is why, during the period there ceased to exist there, two chief maleficent forms of their ordinary existence, namely their division into separate independent communities and the division of themselves within these communities into different castes or classes. At that time also, all the three-brain beings on your planet began to consider themselves and to consider those like them simply as beings bearing in themselves particles of the emanations of the sorrow of our common Father Creator. And all this came about because when the action of the data for the divine being impulse was participating in the functioning of their ordinary waking consciousness, and the three brain beings began behaving toward each other solely in accordance with conscience, the consequence was that masters ceased to deprive their slaves of freedom, and power-possessing beings of their own accord relinquished their unmerited rights, having realized and felt in all conscience that they exercised these rights and occupied these positions not for the common welfare, but only for the satisfaction of their various personal weaknesses, such as vanity, self-love, self-calming, and so on.